So, Richard, we're looking forward to yet another year on the bikes for you once again. Before we look ahead to 2016, we'll just briefly recap on 2015, where there was a lot of progression in there for you, and it turned out to be a very good year. And once you got in the podium, that was your target hit for the year, was it?
Yeah, well, last year, 2015, was my first year in the British Championship. And I will say I had a good, decent year with my third at Keble Park being my best result. And, you know, at the start of the year, that was my target, was the top six, and a podium would be really good. And I achieved that target. So good season. Yeah, had a lot of ups and downs. But yeah, at the end of it, it was good, and looking forward to the year ahead.
And Richard, I suppose that result for you when you finished third, a lot of people started to look at Richard Kerr, and the talent was proved on that day that you do have it, and if you had better machinery, you certainly would be able to compete with the top guys in Moto3.
Yeah, it definitely did. You know, getting on the podium is more than what you think. It's a good result, shows that you can do it, and you've also got the TV media and all news reporters there, and you know, once it's in the papers, people see it, and they know what you're capable of, and if you can do it, there's no reason why you can't do it again. And you know, it just definitely proves that there's no reason why I can't be running the front. And unfortunately, last year my bike wasn't as quick as the leaders' bikes, and the weather and stuff helps. But you know, it does show that I am capable of running at the front, and hopefully, definitely the year ahead, now I will be doing that more often.
2016, the season in the British Championship gets underway in the month of April. You've talked about the step up, and that's going to be a case this year because you've got a better bike now suited for the championship, a faster bike, and you want to be more competitive this year.
Yeah, well, the bike we got is a 2015 KTM, an ex-World Championship competing bike, and it's definitely going to be quick enough to run at the front. You know, it should be, if everything setup's right and I'm in good form, which I should be, there's no reason why I won't be at the front. So definitely looking good this year. You know, it's just, we don't know, we need to start testing stuff. I haven't rode the bike just yet, but hopefully a test in Spain coming up soon. But it all depends too on the financial end of it. But yeah, if the setup's right and I'm in good form, yeah, there's no reason why we can't be running at the front. And hopefully, if we have a really good season, we can win the championship.
Before we look at that target of winning the championship, you mentioned good form. What are you doing now in the close season to prepare for this championship, Richard?
Well, like any other rider, we train, you know, build the fitness up, because as a lot of people say, Christmas would be a lazy time of year, but it's important, you know, keep eating the right food, always training on mountain bike and cycling, I do, and I also do a bit of yoga to keep flexible. You know, it's, the bikes are small, light, and you want to get the best tuck in. As long as, you know, you're out in a 20-minute session, some of the races are half an hour, and it's all aerodynamics to you, and the lighter you are, even the more speed, and the more speed, well, it's easier to win races and have the quickest bike. So it all adds up, you know, and all these little things make a big difference.
You're certainly putting in the hard work. What about the bike? What's the main differences between the bike this year and the one that you had last year?
Well, last year it was a Honda 250, and this year, again, it's a KTM 250, and it's a Grand Prix spec bike. You know, it's got all the fancy suspension and electronics, which, so it pretty much means you can ride the bike faster, you can change the settings more to suit my riding style, and we can do data logging, so instead of, we can plug a laptop up to the bike and it tells us exactly what the bike's doing, suspension, engine brake and fuel, and it just makes it easier for me, the riders, because instead of me like trying to figure out all these problems, it's in front of us on a laptop, and definitely helps, and you know, we can be more accurate with the setup, and you know, the best setup is easier to ride the bike and the bike goes better. So
is this a bike that's right up there with the rest of the challengers in Moto3?
Yeah, well, last year in the Grand Prix, it finished second in Silverstone, and it finished 12th in the championship. So, you know, that's they're the quickest bikes in the world, and if it's quick enough there, it should definitely be quick enough in my championship. And yeah, definitely, if the setup's right, it's got all the stuff, and comparing to other bikes, it's going to be just as quick or even quicker. It's just down to the riders, I guess.
Yep. You did say you have to get in the bike kit and there is going to be practice, but do you feel that it'll take you much time maybe to settle in? Because, yes, the bike is quicker. Will it take you long to learn the differences between the old bike and the new one?
Yeah, well, the chassis of the bike's completely different. You know, the suspensions, instead of KTEC, it's going to be White Power. And, yeah, it definitely will take a while just to get the feel of the bike, and trying to set the bike up is a really important thing. You know, it's not easy done. Could take, you know, hours of riding the bike to get it properly, but it's going to take time. Like, but because I'm young, I really think I'll adapt to it pretty quick, you know. And if I've got the right people around me to help set it up, there should be no reason why we can get the perfect setup for round one.
Yeah. Bob Wiley, you've been with him now for, I think this is your third year, isn't it, with Bob, and he has been impressed with your progression over this last number of years, and I suppose him bringing that bike on board is in recognition of your talent and what you can do, and he has the belief in you certainly that you can go another step further.
Yeah, well, definitely. Like the first year, first time Bob let me ride the bike was probably the best thing ever happened to me in my racing career, and yeah, he's definitely, this is the third year, so he's seen me progressing, and this is why he's got this new bike for me, because he knows, especially in Cadwell, when I proved myself, and he sees that I deserve the bike, and if I have the right machinery, I can do the business. But yeah, it's great for Bob too, you know, he's putting all his time, and definitely the effort of sponsoring me the bike, and he goes to every race, and I'm sure he will this year as well, supporting me, and does everything he can to help me.
I know there's a big cost in this as well. You're in Moto3 in the British Championship, and for you to get your goal, like anyone in motorsport, it's severely hitting the finance. And if you want to achieve your goal, it's costing even more money, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, well, that's like the money plays a big part in it too, unfortunately. But it's just the way the sport is today, and it definitely helps. You know, if you have the sponsors and stuff, it just makes life a bit easier for us. But at the minute, like, it's all fundraising. You know, I have a cycle on this weekend, it's a fundraising cycle, and I run throughout the years, night at the races and stuff, just to get all the financial end of it sorted. And also sponsors plays a big part too. Like, so little could help so much to us, and it's definitely, you couldn't do it without your sponsors and fundraising and stuff, but it definitely makes it a lot easier for us and a good help. If there's anyone out there who would be interested in sponsoring me and helping along, it'd be much appreciated, you know.
And if you're going to be finishing on the podiums in these championship races, there is, of course, airtime on the television, which was proved last year.
Yeah, it's also a thing, the media and the TV. Yeah, I was on Eurosport Live last year, and all my races on the Sunday are live in Eurosport, which is good, you know, for me. Lets the locals here at home know, see me and watch me. And also the sponsors, you know, they get their name out there, and just makes everything a bit better. And yeah, it's definitely good that they broadcast all live.
Earlier in this interview, you said that there's a possibility if you won in the championship, that's what you hope to do. Is that something you think of week on week now ahead of the 2016 season? And is that a realistic target for you, Richard?
It's definitely a realistic target. There's no reason why I can't. But there's also 30 to 40 other riders that want to win the championship as well. So we're all going out with the same goal, and it definitely wouldn't be easy. Even if I had the best bike in the paddock, there's still other good riders, younger and older than me, and to win it would not be easy. It would be a lot of time, and it would be hard work, but it's definitely an option there, and to achieve something like that would be just unbelievable for me.
And now in these opening number of months from April through to June, a good start, if you're going to do that, will be required, and you'll need to get on the podium early, will you?
Yeah, well, round one's at Silverstone, and you don't want to be like running at the front halfway through the year. If you want to win a championship especially, you need to be, the aim would be to win the first few races and finish in podiums. But like I said, everyone wants to win, so you gotta find the limits especially. You can't be crashing, because if you're crashing the bike and not winning, finishing even races, you won't win the championship. But get good solid results, you know, and just build up to it, you know. If you overdo it, well, you can lead to even injuries. Like, the last thing you want to get a bad injury at the start of the year, and that sort of messes up your whole season. But yeah, get on the pace quick and just do the job.
How are you mixing your preparations for the championship and your schoolwork? Because you're sitting here talking to me with your school uniform on, you're at Loretto Community School in Milford. So how are you getting the right balance between everything, Richard?
Yeah, it's not bad. Like, I'm doing transition year at the minute. You know, it's sort of, it's a wee bit handier, like, of the leaving cert in 2 years. But, you know, the school don't mind. I've missed quite a few days over the few years, but they don't mind. You know, I'm doing a good sport, you know, and it's what I want to do. And, you know, they don't mind. If I'm enjoying myself, I'm out having fun. And it's good, you know, for the school that they have. They can say they have a few motorcycles racing in their school. So it's great for the school. And, yeah, it's great that they understand, you know, takes a lot of time, and they don't mind, you know, as long as I catch up on the work. But I seem to be doing all right in my tests and stuff, so it's not so bad.
Yeah, well, keep the schoolwork up. Just finally, Richard, we're a couple of months away from the start of the season. I know you're going to Bishopstown and Kirkeston over the Easter weekend in March, but you're really going to knuckle down now at getting prepped for this new season and the British Championship.
Yeah, just like you said, training away, and you know, obviously want to learn as much as possible about the bike. You know, going into the first round is knowing as much as possible, but yeah, I'm just sorting out things, you know, clearing the head, and the time the Bishop's Court in Kirkeston comes, I should be ready to rock. So yeah, hopefully we're well sorted by now.
Well, best luck, Richard, with the preparations and obviously with the new season and your financial journey as well, and trying to get everything together to put this package together for what hopefully will be a good 2016. Best luck, and thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you.